Good morning, Rajiv. Thank you for joining me in the studio.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you doing?
Very, very well. And I am very delighted to be here with you this morning.
Yeah, okay, and, great.
And share the journey of MKIT over the period.
Wonderful. Yeah. Your journey, too, is quite interesting. You were Vice President IT at Citibank.
Yes.
In the Middle East for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before MKIT. And you're an alumnus of IIT Delhi.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And BITS Pilani. So you've also worked at the Department of Electronics for the government, right?
Yeah.
So right. Electronics has been your life?
Absolutely. You know, after doing my master's in technology from IIT Delhi,
right.
I moved abroad and worked for around 8 years.
Okay.
In a Norwegian consulting company.
Okay.
And later shifted to Citibank.
Mm-hmm.
There I had fantastic opportunity
right.
to work with the cutting edge technology because I was a technology head for the Citibank.
Yeah, I would imagine you would have the best of the best.
Absolutely, and
right.
that enabled me to understand how technology can be very, very useful for the banking operations
right.
if only you are able to make it customer centric. So we were able to do several innovative things
right.
while at the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So and then you did a whole bunch of other things in between, and then how did MKIT get going for you?
So it was almost 4 or 5 years
okay.
with the bank
okay.
where we were able to I and my team were able to develop some of the very, very innovative solutions. For example, voice banking way back in around 25 years ago.
Voice banking, that came from you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow.
And,
so I've got a pioneer in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Wow,
thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
So that led me to see that, I have a special knack for customer-centric innovations and with the cutting-edge technologies we can develop a lot many interesting products.
Yes, of course.
And
yes.
So I decided to come back to India found the first convergence technology company.
Sure. The journey's been interesting. 86. What has that been like?
Absolutely interesting. You know, I wasn't sure how long will I continue in India when I decided to move to India.
Okay.
But
So you had doubts. You weren't certain about.
Well, for such kind of products and technology and innovation, you always begin with a little skepticism.
Sure.
And I'm talking of way back 25 years ago.
Right.
But there hasn't been any looking back because within 2 years, MKIT floppies became the best sellers in the country.
Right.
And became the largest exported brand too.
Mm-hmm. So it didn't bother you that there were other established global players in this, right?
Not at all, because MKIT was driven by innovations right from the day one because we were able to create the products, particularly, for example, floppy diskettes,
right.
which were suiting to Indian conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So our floppies, for example, were being used by best of the companies like Microsoft and Hewlett Packard and
That's
Tata
a great
Consultancy
list,
Services
yeah.
and etc. because they were made as a fungi resistant diskettes, which was a very, very
sure,
big problem in India.
Sure, that was a problem that was plaguing diskettes at that time, of course. Yeah.
At that time.
And then what happened from there?
So, as the technology progressed, we moved from floppies to CDs, DVDs, flash drives.
Right.
And a real breakthrough came in when we announced several years ago, maybe around 5 years ago, a device called Flash TV, a very important convergence device, which allowed your television to become a home theater.
Okay.
So suddenly you had a high definition picture coming from your hard disks or from your laptops or from your flash drives and allowed you to have a 7.1 channel surround sound in your living room.
Okay.
This was a very successful product which enabled us to invest a lot of money in something which is today's technological wonder called an Evo TV.
Evo TV?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
hang on. Are you telling me that this device would turn my idiot box into a smart one?
Absolutely, and much more. and much more.
Uh-huh.
Because Evo TV...
So what can I do with the Evo TV?
So Evo TV really makes your TV screen to do much more than what it can... it can do today.
Okay.
It not only allows you to stream anything which is available on your on the World Wide Web,
okay,
which is the videos, mm-hmm, movies, mm-hmm, music, the time of your choosing,
mm-hmm,
the way you are used to watching a TV.
Okay.
But it also allows your TV screen to make it a gaming box.
Mm-hmm.
It allows your TV screen to become a laptop.
Okay.
It allows your TV screen to become a mobile phone, video mobile phone.
Okay.
Okay. So, it
I can use all of the internet applications right there.
Absolutely.
So, and hang on, and what do I do for like a keyboard to, you know?
So, it has a very interesting remote, which is called an Evo Touch Remote.
Okay.
Which makes your TV like a touch TV.
Okay.
Sitting on your sofa,
mm-hmm,
with a motion gaming remote,
mm-hmm,
and a software which is very, very compatible to this this motion gaming remote,
mm-hmm,
allows you to pick up whatever you would like.
Okay.
On your TV screen.
Okay, wonderful.